your Cat World Pork Expo this week and had an opportunity to meet with some industry stakeholders. Talk to me a little bit about those meetings and a little bit about some of the changes that you guys are discussing.
Yeah, at AMS Market News, we reauthorized our Livestock Mandatory Reporting Act in 2015. It's due to be reauthorized again in 2020. In the meantime, in the 2015 reauthorization, Congress mandated to AMS that we reach out to the industry and see what's going well, see what can be improved in livestock mandatory reporting in the system and the price series we produce. And so we've accomplished that. We kicked that off with a series of stakeholder meetings in November and March of this year, where we've garnered that industry feedback from the swine and pork industry, specifically at the March meeting. And they've provided us very robust feedback as to some changes they'd like to see the report through the reports. Either some changes, some additions that we can make to our price reporting series.
Let's talk a little bit about those changes. What are some of the things and the tweaks that you're looking at making to making this whole system flow or work better for producers as well?
Sure. I mean, for the average producer, we get a lot of feedback from swine producers with they're concerned about the percentage of negotiated in the U.S. right now. That percent's about 2% nationwide week to week. They'd like to see that increase, of course. They like the transparency the negotiated market brings to them. They're users of the negotiated market for their formulas, et cetera, on their base prices. So that was one of the more immediate changes where we're going to take there'll be a few of those formula traded hogs under the current language that will fall into the negotiated category, as well as some higher level changes to the reports. There'll be a more significant impact that we're still analyzing the data there, Megan, but we'll our purpose here at the Expo this week was to present the MPPC and the competitive marketing group and stakeholders in the industry as to where we are with those activities we're working on since those stakeholder meetings.
Why is it so important that these changes and you're working with producers and industry stakeholders to figure out what works and what doesn't and where maybe growth needs to, or some change needs to happen?
Yeah, it's very important at AMS that we stay adaptive and with the industry changes. The industry, you know, we've been into livestock mandatory reporting for 16 years now, and the industry certainly isn't in 2017 how it was when we began in the 2000s. So we certainly had to be adaptive. We remained adaptive, open to comment and any insight or producer feedback we can get. We certainly want the markets to be reflective. We're charged at AMS Market News with simply holding the mirror up to showing that market, to showing that trade. So we've certainly had to stay adaptive, and we do a very good job of that as a government agency. We work hand-in-hand with the industry, with our stakeholders. We enjoy that work. We enjoy those relationships. And due to that, we get a lot of very open feedback and a lot of helpful feedback to make changes to our report series.
Talk to me a little bit about technology. I think about and how that impacts it, about new types of auction services and those types of things. Does that come into consideration as well?
Absolutely. We talked earlier about the Fed Cattle Exchange. I mean, that's a new marketing platform where they sell cattle on an electronic basis. And those sales are included in our mandatory reporting series on our cattle reports. So that's an example of how technology changed. They changed an auction format, and AMS adapted to that, and we include that in our data series.
Taylor, anything else?
I think that's it. I always like to close with if there's any questions or comments or help we can provide anybody in our reports, please feel free to reach out to your Market News office.